vet, one in Ohio. I think they're pretty close together. Okay, how about the city in Ohio?
Cincinnati.
And a big city in Kentucky. My roommate is coming to visit me from Louisville Wednesday. I haven't seen her in 16 years. And that's where she grew up and where she lives now. Have you, I guess that we got potatoes from a country across the ocean?
Ireland.
Okay. And the name of a country, which is a famous city, Paris?
France.
Okay. And a country that we have some fear about because we think that they're too powerful. That we're afraid we might have war.
Russia.
Okay. Okay. How far is it from here to Canton?
Eight miles.
Okay. If somebody asked you to go with them somewhere and you weren't sure that you wanted to, you might say, I don't know. Would you finish that sentence?
I don't know if I can or not.
Okay. If it seemed as though somebody had been very ill and you weren't sure that they were going to recover, how could you say that in describing somebody else?
Very sick.
Okay, but in a whole sentence, how would you say that? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure if they pull through.
Okay. If you were asked to go somewhere and you didn't want to go by yourself, you weren't going to go unless so-and-so, somebody else went with you. How would you say that in a whole sentence?
I can't go unless someone accompanies me.
Okay. If somebody were really funny and you liked them because they were amusing to you, how would you say that? I like him because...
He's very entertaining.
Okay. What kind of church is that up there in the corner?
Baptist.
Okay. What do you say when somebody becomes a member of the church?
Join.
Okay. And in the church, to whom do we pray or whose house is it, we say?
God's house.
Okay. And when we go to church, we listen to the minister give a...
invitation.
Okay.
A sermon.
Okay. And besides the sermon, we also usually or frequently have either a choir or the congregation joins in making
music.
Okay. And if it were very pleasing to hear, how would you describe it? If the choir did a song that was really nice, how would you describe it?
The song was very effective, I reckon.
Okay, or you might even use this word that I'm looking for to describe the flowers on the altar.
They're beautiful.
Okay. How do you say, how would you describe church being at its end, being over? How would you say that in a sentence?
Church is over.
Okay. What is it that little children are afraid of, or maybe adults too, in a strange house that nobody lives in?
Haunted.
Okay. Well, what do they think is in the haunted house?
Ghosts.
Okay. What is it that we, in the church, or I don't know, just by folk tale or legend or what, or the habit, that we are afraid will get us if we're bad?
Devil.
Okay. If somebody asked you to do something and you didn't want to do it, how would you say that?
I don't want to do it.
Okay. Are there any other ways that you might say it?
Maybe. I'd rather not.
Okay. If you saw somebody that you hadn't seen in a long time and you were really glad to see them, how would you say that?
I'm so happy to see you.
Okay. Can you think of any other ways that you might say it?